Blog Talk Radio.
Archangels, ghosts, and Bigfoot, oh my! It's just another night for Supernatural Girls. Real stories, real answers to life's biggest supernatural mysteries. And now for another exciting interview with paranormal experts from this world and others. Here are your Supernatural hosts, Patricia Baker and Becky Andreasen. Supernatural Girls.
Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of Supernatural Girls. I am your host, Patricia Baker, and I am here with my co-host, Patricia Kirkman. Hi, Patricia. How are you tonight?
Hello. Oh, I'm doing super. It's always like an echo chamber. Hello, Patricia. Hello, Patricia.
I know.
We've got it made. What
it's
better
easy
way to
for
start
people
today.
To remember who the hosts are.
That's right. That's
absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Well, we've had a lot of exciting things going on. We had the Healing Prayer Circle on Sunday night, which was wonderful. And it actually, it happened, and I can't believe it actually, we pulled this off, because our phones went down, our internet went down, but thank God I have every contraption known to mankind, so and womankind too. So I had my iPad going, I was on my cell phone, so I just didn't let it stop me. So we were able to get that healing circle and all the prayers sent out on Sunday night. It was wonderful.
That's great. Just great.
Yes. We have to do that more often because I know people really enjoyed it, and it's a good feeling to be able to bring in this past time, this Sunday, was the grandmothers that showed up. So I never know who's going to show up to assist from the other side. But these four grandmothers,
for sure.
They were really something, weren't they? So,
well,
yeah, I never know what's going to happen.
I think the thing that's more important with all this is it just shows how deep it goes with the grandmothers coming forward.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's all about our ancestors. And this is a perfect lead-in to our fantastic guest tonight. I am so excited.
Oh,
aren't
I am
you?
Too. I feel like, pick me.
Yeah, really. I mean, we have a very famous medium that's coming on the show tonight, and she is generously going to be giving of her time to give free readings to people so they can speak with the other side, and that medium is none other than Lynn von Prague-Gratton. We are so blessed to have her on the show with us tonight.
Oh, I'm just so excited. I think it's just fabulous.
Oh, gosh, yes. We're lucky to have her. And let's see. I just want to announce a couple of things. One is make sure you sign up on our website, supernaturalgirlswithaz.com, so that you can get our newsletter. You can keep yourself informed as to what we're going to be doing next. It's always going to be something exciting. And we often have free readings offered for our guests, I mean for our audience, and so don't miss out. Make sure that you signed up. We will be giving more books away, and if you're signed up for that, you'll be on our list. And you don't want to miss these opportunities. These are some great opportunities that we're offering. Our app, I just had a first look at it today. It's almost ready, Patricia. We're almost ready.
I can't wait.
I know.
It really is. Oh,
we'll be on iPhone and Android, and we're going to be everywhere.
Of course, because we deserve to be everywhere because we've got information to share.
We do, and it's good information, too. Now, you and I have been talking, as well as a bunch of other people from our audience from last week. I just want to mention, Tom Palladino was a great guest. And we are now signed up for his scalar treatment, and we're going to be reporting back to our audience, letting everybody know our progress and what is happening from the treatment. So we'll be sure to report back. And I'm keeping
a
little diary.
Well, you got a head start on it, so I'm kind of lagging behind by a day or two. But nonetheless, this is good because we can see how it affects each one of us.
Oh, yeah. So this is going to be great. And it's nice to be able to offer things like this, alternative healing to people, mm-hmm. and tonight having medium Lynn Von Prague Grotten on, and she's all about healing too. I mean, she grew up in Bayside, New York, and she went through a tragedy with her husband's untimely death, but it helped her embrace her gift, and she is all about bridging the worlds. And what she says is, I want to heal people by speaking to those who can no longer be heard by their loved ones left behind. So we're going to bring Lynn on in just a few minutes. But first of all, Patricia, mm-hmm. what's happening with our numbers? What's going on?
Well, today, retrograde hits with both feet, okay? That's number one. And, boy, you've heard everybody complaining about things not working, right? Computers going down, as you just went through on Sunday.
Yes, I just mentioned
all types
that.
Of things. Everyone, be aware this is going to hold on around us until the 3rd of March, okay?
Oh,
but the worst
no.
part is right now for 2 weeks, and then it will start to wane.
Hmm.
But tomorrow, it's all about details of things. So we're going to get enough information today because today deals with creativity, communications of all forms. And we can grab a hold of this that tomorrow we can put our world, detail it and put it in order so we can make it go forward and really get something from it.
Well, that sounds very positive, and I like that. I like that much better than hearing all about Mercury retrograde and all the things we can't do during Mercury retrograde.
Well, unless you were born in a retrograde, then you could do anything you darn well please.
Really?
Yes, but
wow.
there's just a small segment. Only a 12th of the population falls into that category.
I had no idea. Now I'm going to have to check on that. I'm going to have to give
you
my chart. Yes.
That's true. We have to. In fact, we need to do that so that way I can report on you on a monthly basis.
I would like that.
That's
I need
idea.
To be reported upon. Oh, my. So,
you're
so
not
you were
just
talking...
a pretty face, young lady.
Oh, gosh, really? So we were talking earlier about the spiritual side of numbers.
Right.
And that's an interesting subject. And, of course, it's right in line with what we're talking about tonight.
Well, when you think about it, every number has a positive or a negative or a spirituality that goes with it. And whether it's our destiny number where we start out in life, none of us necessarily start out with one. Some starts out with 1, 2, 3, et cetera. But it's not a 1, 2, 3 that we follow through in. So the number one is a leader, and spiritually we need leaders to help us go forward. The number two really deals with those that are interested in gathering others together and helping them gently move along. And it's very important that we give that extra special TLC with the two.
Oh.
The three is about our creation and our communication with our numbers and getting it out there for others to be able to work with and hear. The four is all about work areas, but those are the guides that work out there, and they kind of come across with this great big net, shall we say, gathering up all these things so that we can put them in a proper order that helps us go forward. And those
That's
that deal with the five, they're absolutely fabulous because they're the ones that you keep getting this floating feeling. They're a little bit of everywhere, and
mm-hmm.
they're kind of zooming from space to space and place to place, and that gives you that energy to go forward. Those that deal with the six, that's all about perfection, and we're looking for the higher element going on with our spiritual side. The seven is definitely teaching and learning, and we feel our guides around us so much when the seven is around because it comes from the soul. And the eight, they are also there to, shall we say, tidy up and gather together. They are the leaders. They're in charge of making things go forward and helping others step up into the light. And nine shines on all of us. It's so very, very special because it's like a rainbow coming down over all of us.
Mm.
All we have to do is choose the color and work with it. And it will be what we feel within us because it's a gift not just to us, but it's a gift for us to use to help others.
Oh, beautiful. So The power of the numbers. It's nice to have this explanation because I know numbers have all kinds of different messages for us.
Right.
And it's important to hear from you on this so that we can make use of them. That's great, Patricia. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For that. And now, let's see. This is the big drum roll because we're going to
I was going to say, my hands are rubbing back and forth.
Yeah. Well, again, we're so excited to have Lynn with us on the show. She is a bridge between the worlds, and she is a fabulous medium. We're lucky to have her with us. Lynn von Prague-Groten, welcome to Supernatural Girls.
Thank you so very much. I'm honored to be on your show, and I'm honored to meet the both of you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I was listening to, well, should we go Patricia 1 or Patricia 2?
Yeah. We'll figure out what you mean.
Oh, I liked when you said about the 9, because my birthday's in the 29th, but I like the 9 because I like the colors. Mm-hmm. You know, that's very special. I know a lot of people that, when I do a lot of events, say to me, oh, you have such a beautiful, brilliant violet color, you know.
Oh,
and I know that
wonderful.
I know pink is a lot with my aura a lot, but but the violet color, you know, and that's so special. So when you said the rainbow colors, I was, mm-hmm. of course, picturing the color of the day, you know. But I totally understand. And again, and thank you. It's just such an honor to meet the both of you.
Oh, thank you, Lynn.
Well, it is for us as well.
Yes, you come from a long line of mediums, and
yes.
My goodness, have you always had this gift?
Yes, I was aware of it when I was very, very young. My mom had it also, and, you know, a lot of times my mom would have seizures, and I would always, at 14 years old, would be there, you know, helping her, straddling her, trying to make sure she was okay. And when she would come out of the seizure, she would say to me, "Lynn, do you see them behind you?" And I didn't know what she was talking about. Mm-hmm. I felt an energy, some kind of an energy behind me, but I really wasn't understanding too much of it. I just thought I was kind of odd growing up. And she would say, "My mom, there's Archangel Michael, my mom, my dad, you know, Jesus." She was going on and on and on. And, you know, I thought maybe it was, I thought maybe it was part of just her seizure, you know.
Sure.
But as the years went on, I knew that what I was seeing, hearing, and feeling was definitely something of a higher power. You know, and how I really realized it. I'm in the process of writing a book right now, but how I realized it, because it's a book of, you know, book of hope that I'm writing, was I was 4 years old, and my uncle was holding me, and all of a sudden a bolt of lightning came crashing in the backyard, and we were right by the window, and I thought when I saw that, and I remember this so vividly, like it was yesterday, that it was like a being of some kind within that bolt of lightning. You know,
wow.
I didn't understand it then. And then as the years progressed, when I was 15, I remember my husband and I used a Ouija board. And, you know, that's kind of whatever, you know, everybody has all their different opinions on it. You know, I don't use that anymore. But I said, well, let's see if this is real. Let's see if this is true. So, of course, I would ask it questions. And I asked what my husband would retire as when we get older. And mm-hmm. There was no thought of him being a police officer because we were 15 years old. And it answered detective and homicide. Well, needless to say, my husband did retire as a detective in homicide. So that got the ball rolling.
They can't fool the guys.
Yeah, it was crazy, you know. And as the years went on, you know, I kind of like put my gift to the back burner, basically, because I wanted to raise my family. And I, you know, I work with a lot. I do events all over the country. I speak a lot at angel events and. I work a lot with angels also, and I worked for the airlines. So, and I was a manager for flight attendants, and I would say, look, I have my wings, and I'm in the heavens, you know, but I wasn't really getting it. You know, I wasn't getting it that that the universe was trying to get me out there. I kept, like, you know, not listening, basically. So that's really where it came from, but that. But then, of course, you know, I did have a tragedy. Well, you know, as we all have tragedies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not that I just had it. You know, it's it was a tragedy, and with my husband, and you know, my children and I, and we, you know, we were getting through it, but it was just really wild. My husband had was a very big skeptic, and he really didn't kind of get this. He said, "Everybody in your family is nuts. This is crazy. This is not true. This is nuts." So I'm like, oh, my God, how do I tell him that it really is? But, you know, but so we made a deal. We made a pact 3 years before he passed. And he said, first of all, I will prove to you if this is real, if I pass first, I will send you dimes, he said, and I will prove it. And he said, if you pass first, I want you to send me dimes, and I want you to prove it.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was really, I mean, we really had like that pact, you know. Because
yeah.
he was so bent. You know, other family members were doing this kind of work, and we were going to these things, and he was so bent that this is just not it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, we all knew it was, you know. So 2 weeks after he had passed, I was getting out of bed, and sure enough, stuck on my leg was a dime. And I said, I don't bring money to bed. So it started from there, and then it just goes on and on and on. And also I had a dream that he showed up on my daughter's birthday. But it wasn't my daughter's birthday, it was my granddaughter's birthday, and he showed up in spirit, in ectoplasm, his a perfect figure of his face, his nose, his sideburns, bending over to my granddaughter, and you can see his back, and you can see this beam of light coming from his heart to her heart, it's an amazing vision, and one of the spirit photographers I know said keep it in a book, so it'll manifest, and it is manifesting, and that will be in my book as permission from my daughter. it will be in
marvelous.
Will be
it is so beautiful.
Yeah,
what a nice connection.
It passed in June, and the top of the picture has the six on it also. Yeah. So
the family.
You know, yeah, really, really.
Could I ask what month you were born?
I was born in June.
In June? Yeah, okay. Because I kept getting the six, the creative side of you, and all about how close you are with family. I think that's wonderful.
Yes, I am. My family is my all. My children, my grandchildren are my all, you know. And you can tell also how close we were. And, of course, after this tragedy, we even became closer. But my husband also sent a sign to my daughter. You know, I always talk about signs, and it was a license plate. And that's why I said he was so determined to let us know. And the license plate that she got in her new car, the car that she got after, was CME 6007. He passed June 7th, and it was CME 6007.
Oh my goodness!
So,
how
I mean, I could go on. These are all going to be in my book because they're just great, you know, great stories to let people know that their loved ones are here. You know, they have that energy that's right here with us. You know?
It's so important, and it's such a beautiful gift that you have to allow people to ask you to speak to their loved ones for them, and that you can do that. And it sounds like you can see them and you can hear them. It sounds like you have a full experience of them.
Yes, I am. I always say I don't go clairaudient, clairvoyant. I go see, feel, hear. And reason being, you know, of course I see spirit. You know, I see spirit. I feel spirit and I hear spirit, and it just touches my heart that I try to help as many as I can, you know, those who are really hurting and wishing their loved ones were around, and you know, giving signs to these young widows or these moms with children, you know. I work a lot with parents who have lost children also, and the children, of course, you know, now are awakening like beyond belief here, and it's going to be a whole changed world with the children also. So we can totally feel that shift also.
Well, that's exciting to hear. And
yes.
And again, I think your work is like you mentioned, it's so heartfelt, mm-hmm. and so many people do want to hear from their loved ones. I know that mm-hmm. there's a remarkable show on network television called Resurrection. I don't know if you've seen it, but
I haven't, but I've heard of it. Yeah,
Yeah. It's very interesting. It's these people that come back to life, and they're called the returned. But it's so moving to me because, mm-hmm. you know, we all have those things we wish that we could have said or just have one more moment
mm-hmm.
with our loved ones. And,
yeah.
and this show really brings me to tears because even though it's scripted and all, it's not a reality show, it's just, again, it touches my heart because it's that one more time that people get to have that connection. And here you are, and you're going to be offering that to our listeners tonight, which is so generous of you. Now, how can people get a hold of you, Lynn, if they want a private reading?
Okay. Well, I do, of course, phone readings. I do go to their, well, around my area, go to their house because I feel I want to make it as most a personal connection as we can. So if
mm-hmm.
I go to the house or you know, they phone, but I'll be out in Colorado in 2 weeks. But basically, if they go on my website, okay, and I can spell it out for them if they'd like.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Because the name is a long name.
You've got a beautiful name. It's a powerful one, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Well, why I did it, my dad was my all. And my husband was my all. So I knew that once my dad had passed and my husband passed, I had to just keep my full name, you know. And I knew that that's what they would want. And I know that it is because they're watching over it now. So you would go, it would be L-Y-N-N, and then it would be all together, VANPRAAGH-Grattan, GRATTON.com. That's my website.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I have Facebook fan page. And I'm on Twitter and LinkedIn, and my assistant has me on it all, you know. But,
that's great.
Yeah.
And you will be having a book coming out. What's the name of the book? Do you have the name yet?
We have two titles. One right now is Divine Dimes. Because it's going to be a lot of stories about the dimes because a lot of my clients send me these beautiful stories. And it'll be a book of hope. It'll be like a life story of myself, you know, and my family members. And then it'll feed into different stories of healing, you know, hope
beautiful.
And healing, basically. Yes.
Well, you've got to promise to come back when your book is available so that
I would love to. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, because we want everybody to know that it's available when it is, and then they can purchase
probably
it.
Probably the end of this year. We're
all right.
Bottom of it. I'm gonna, you know, get some editing going and stuff. So yeah.
Good
so
for you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, I have to ask you: have you ever had an experience when you've read for someone where the entity coming through was not friendly? Have you ever had anything like that happen?
Absolutely not. And I'm going to tell you why. I completely protect myself, of course, you know, with the white light and with the angels. And I have had three different mediums. One of my mentors had said that they see this big being behind me. And I feel that that's my protector. And I only work of the light because light attracts light. And when I do my meditation, it's for my highest good and all the the souls of the people that I am touching, only for their highest good. And I work completely in a positive light field. I don't want to have any lower energies or anything. Now, not to say that they're not going to come through. But
right.
I have to knock wood that I have not as of this date, and I've been out professionally probably about 10 years. So I would say as of this date, I have not had that.
Well, then you're pretty well protected, I'd say.
Pretty well protected. I'm telling you, I got it all going on.
Wonderful. Wonderful
you
for
go,
us.
Girl.
Yeah. But don't worry, I already blessed all of you too.
Oh, thank you.
I do that with everybody. You know, I have a quick story, if I may.
Of course.
I was. I don't know if you've ever heard of Lilydale up in New York.
Yes.
We have.
Okay. Well, before I was out professionally and before I knew how you protect yourself, I went with some friends and we went to Lilydale. And I remember walking down the long pathway that was going to the stump, the holy stump. And as I was walking down this long pathway, I felt like a magnet. And I could feel these energies attaching themselves to me. Closest I got to the stump, they were attaching even more. And I felt like I was being smothered. Yeah, it was really, so I said to my friends, I can't go to the stump. I can't go in further because I feel the further I go in, the more I'm getting smothered. Something's not right. Some kind of negative energy, a lower energy is here. So, of course, I backed out and I went out. And what an experience. Well, 3 years later, after that, after I protected myself immensely, I said, I have to try this again because I know I'm in a whole different space at that point. Mm-hmm. And I did. And, of course, I went to the stump and nothing happened, you know.
No kidding.
So I always highly recommend, you know, those who are around anything like that, just put that white light around you. You know,
right.
That's so important.
Good sense.
Yes. Oh, my
and I'm
goodness.
Sure you ladies know that, so, you know. But
we
it's
do,
good
but, you know, it's always
out.
it's always a good thing to remind everybody who
yeah,
is
exactly.
involved in this work to go
exactly.
ahead and do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget.
Yeah. And, you know, my mentor told me that I would teach also. And, you know, when I go into these houses and I do either the groups and stuff like that, I always say to them, you will leave here knowing more about the spiritual world than when you came in. You'll go bring something home because I feel that's so important because, you know, a lot of people just come and they don't get, you know, they don't really get it if it's not explained to them. And
yes.
I try to really explain it to them. So I have a little class before we do the readings, you know, it's a whole big thing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I think
information
is the most important thing because some people get fearful by not knowing.
Right. And you walk in, and who doesn't want to sit next to you because they're afraid to... I said, look, I'm not going to tell you when Uncle Joe's going to pass from a heart attack because I'm not God and I don't know that. And then
mm-hmm.
they feel better.
mm-hmm.
Then we start on a good foot, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, Lynn, we've got people lined up here that want to talk to you tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
And
that's beautiful. That's
so
beautiful.
If it's okay with you, I'll take our first caller.
Sure.
All right, and we have Dee, and she is from Maine, and she has a question about any message from her mother or father. So here we go. Dee, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you for taking my call tonight.
Hi, Dee. How are you? So nice to hear your voice. Okay. So you're interested to know something about your dad or your mom. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So let me just get into a little into your energy. I do feel a lot of suffering around. I believe it's your mom, and I'm also getting a very hard, trying to get my breath, hard breathing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes,
and thank you for answering yes, because I always feel if you answer yes or no, then that brings that vibration closest in. I felt something, and I do feel like oxygen mask, and I'm not saying near death, because when you're near death, of course, everybody's going to have an oxygen mask, but I definitely feel hard breathing, okay? I'm feeling a kiss on my cheek also, so I'm feeling that I feel that you bent down, and you gave a kiss on the cheek, and you whispered in, I really feel your mom's ear.
Yes.
And first of all, you know, it's all about love on the other side, okay? And she's bringing forth love to you, okay? She's bringing forth love to you. And she's talking about the sister. You have a sister, please?
No, I don't.
Okay. Did she lose a sister similar to around the time that she passed?
No. She didn't have
okay,
a sister either.
Because he meant something strong with sister. Okay, so I feel like sister, so I don't know if, just give me a second, it could be dad's sister, okay?
Yes.
And I'm getting a dad's sister too, and who is the one that was the cough, I'm getting like a cough, like that cough. Yeah, like what you did.
Yeah.
Like
that was
cough.
My grandfather.
That was your it was like a constant like cough. It was like almost like it's like a tickle in the throat. You know,
yes.
It was like a constant cough. Okay. Your mother is also talking about something with the month of May. So I don't know if that's significant in connection with her. And she's also showing me, do you have her ring? Her ring?
No, I don't.
Okay, who has her ring? And she's showing me a very tiny stone, and it's not a diamond. Okay? I'm almost feeling, I'm feeling it's like a blue, almost like a light blue March-colored stone is what she's showing me.
Well, to be honest, it's over a year that she passed, and the estate hasn't been settled yet, so
nobody has done nothing, okay?
No.
Okay, so what I would like you to do is once this estate gets settled, I am hearing something about a ring, and it's got a blue, like a light blue, it's almost like an aquamarine color stone, okay? And I do feel that has to go to you. And I'm getting a strong D also. Who's the D initial, please?
Me.
That's you. Oh, you're D.
Yes.
Right. Hello.
Yes.
See, I'm in my own zone. I do that all the time. Because she's sending love to the strong D. So that would be you, too. And is there a Dorothy connection around you also?
I have a friend named Doris.
Named Doris, okay, because I'm getting to, and is her mother in spirit also?
Yes, yes.
Okay, did her mother and your mother know each other?
They did, but they did not very well. They
okay,
did.
Well, they do now, because I feel that they're
good.
Both coming through together, okay?
Oh, good.
Your mom is giving love to you, and your friend's mom is also giving love to her. Please, when you talk to her, give love to her. Okay.
Okay.
I'm getting a strong J Jim too. Okay. So I don't know who Jim is. Does that make sense to you?
I can't place it right now.
Okay. I want you to please write that name down because that's coming through. I don't know if it's a first or middle name. We got a strong Jim too. I don't know. I might be picking up with one of the girls or something, but I'm getting a strong Jim also. Just give me one second. Who is the flower lover? The flower lover. Love
my mother.
Was it like all kinds of wildflowers?
Oh, I love wildflowers.
You love wildflowers?
Yes.
Because she's handing you a bouquet of wildflowers. And I'm getting a strong sense of the month of March again too. So I don't know if there's a celebration coming in March.
My friend who passed, her birthday was in March.
Okay. Well, so this is who you have right with you now, okay? You have mom and dad, okay, bringing forth love to you. You're also getting wild flowers, okay? And
yes.
I feel mom's giving you wild flowers also because I'm not just getting like a daisy or a rose or something like that.
Yeah.
It's all wild flowers, okay?
I love them.
Oh, wonderful. Who's the M, please?
Oh, yeah, I'm drawing
a blank.
Is
that connecting with your friend, please?
No.
Okay, I'm getting a strong M. Let me see. All right. We got a bunch of energies here, so I'm just trying to support them away. First of all, I don't know if you were very close with your grandfather.
Yes.
Okay? Because I feel like he's showing me you sitting on his lap. Okay?
Yes.
And he's bouncing you up and down and bouncing you up and down. And Did he live in Maine also?
Oh no, I'm from New York. I just live in Maine now.
I thought you said you're from Maine because I see
I'm in Maine. I'm in Maine, but I'm not.
But you're from
Maine.
New York. Okay, because
yes.
I see going up. So I don't know if it was when you were young that used to go something with your grandfather. Either he went on this trip with you. Okay.
Oh.
But I feel like going up. Does that make sense, please?
Yes, because he used to go upstate New York to the bungalow colonies in the summer, and I used to visit him there.
Right,
yes.
Upstate, because he's bringing me up, and he's saying happy times, happy times, okay? He's looking at his watch, so I don't know if it's that, I don't feel that you have his watch, that's not what I'm getting, but I feel that he was maybe regimented, very regimented. Okay, very regimented. And also, I have somebody here with coins. Okay, so I don't
know. He used to jiggle the chains in his pocket.
Jiggle the chains.
The time.
That's what he's doing. Because yep. I can see he's like flipping the coins, flipping the coins. He's very, very proud of you. Okay, I feel very. You're very close to him. I'm not feeling any energy.
Yes.
I know grandmom and all that, but I'm so strongly feeling your granddad. Very.
He was
strongly.
Like my father. He was like my father to me.
Absolutely. And your dad is here too with mom, okay? And just know, I do feel kind of like dad's kind of like apologizing to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel that there was a step away is what he's saying, a step away. So I don't know why he came in with step away, but I feel he wasn't where he needed to be when he's supposed to be in a certain place.
Yes. That's
okay.
True.
If you understand what that means, okay?
I do.
Is your full name Deirdre?
No.
Oh, so is it just D? I'm just asking.
Yes, it is.
It's just D. Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's wild because I felt like a real strong long name. So I didn't know if you had like a different name because it's
my daughter's name is Dina.
Dina. Oh, I don't know if I was that's it. I don't know if I'm really getting that strongly, but I'm getting that.
Okay.
So just give me one second.
We should probably wrap this up because we've got so many more calls to get to tonight, Dee. But I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Dee.
you got your questions answered.
Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
Remember love, Dee. Love.
Yes.
Thank you,
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a beautiful night.
Thanks for calling, Dee.
Thank you.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Very definitely.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sure you ladies know this too. You know, I want to try to get, and I have all the other energies coming in. I'm trying to line them up and slow their vibration. You know, they're going so quick.
It's not easy to do, especially over the phone. And when you have a large audience that's listening, there's a lot of frequencies there. So
I'm picking up a lot of frequencies. I almost feel like I'm picking up a strong frequency from one of you guys too. So.
Okay, well, take a look at us. Who's the interferer here?
Take a look at us. That's so cute.
Take a look at Patricia Kirkman. Does she have somebody hanging around that's trying to get a message through?
Patricia Kirkman. I feel a strong male around her.
Okay. Well, let's hear it. You ready for this,
strong
Patricia?
Male around you.
I am ready.
You are ready. Okay. First of all, I have to tell you that I'm picking up that you have a beautiful, well, we know that already, but this man is bringing such love to you. Okay, and he's saying you have a beautiful soul, my love.
Oh,
a beautiful soul. Okay, and he's saying my love. So I'm definitely kicking. I don't know if it's like spouse per se, because I am feeling a strong love. Is spouse and spirit, please?
Yes, I've lost two.
You lost two.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because I have two men fighting over you right here. So it was funny when you said I've lost two. Oh, my goodness. And is a Michael connection around you?
There's a friend named Michael. Uh-huh.
There's a friend named Michael. Is this like a friend that you like to talk to and converse with, basically?
We exchange ideas on metaphysics and things like that.
Metaphysics, because they're acknowledging the name of Michael. I feel this man, Michael, is going to even help you more than where you're at this moment. And you're at a beautiful place in the metaphysical world. But I feel that he's going to give you some kind of information that's really even going to lift you up higher to a higher level.
Well, that's nice to know.
It's Michael. I have these two men both here, both with so much love. So much love. I feel a fast passing with one of them. Does that make sense?
Yes, he passed at 37.
And that was your first husband, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because he just put number one.
Yeah.
He put number one. Is there a B connection around you, too, please? A B like in Bill?
Yes, my eldest son.
Your eldest son, because he's acknowledging the B like Bill. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He's acknowledging him also. And you know, it's wonderful to read people who are so open, you know. So I love that because it just flows so natural. It flows so natural. First of all, it's about love and he's sending love to you. He's talking about the upcoming celebration also. So I don't know if there, I don't feel it's an anniversary per se, but I do feel it's something connected with him. So is it his death, his passing of his his transitioning over? Is it?
No, it's he passed away in November.
No, that's not it then.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting upcoming celebration. Is there an upcoming celebration coming up in April, May?
I have my youngest son's birthday's in May.
Okay, because I'm hearing upcoming celebration because he's got all kinds of like fireworks and everything, like he's all excited. Is this a birthday that's of a special birthday?
Not a major
birthday?
Significance. But no. He's been quite ill and on and off, so
okay.
Maybe that's his transition.
And it could be. I don't. He's just saying celebration, and he's got like fireworks going off and on, and balloons and fireworks, and happy and excited, excitement. But know that he watches over him all the time.
Oh, great. That's good to know.
He watches over him all the time. And I'm getting something strong with a medal, I think it is. Does he have a special medal that he's wearing or something? Or did he leave a special medal when he left?
His military medals and such
okay,
were given to the
boys. Because
he's
talking about the medal.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if it was a religious medal or a medal, but I think the medal was very, very, very significant. You know, and like you said, military, so very proud of.
Right,
yes,
both
definitely.
Boys.
Wow, definitely.
Yeah.
Watching over also, and I'm also getting a strong A around you also, so I don't know if that's your second husband, but I'm getting a very strong A. Who's Al?
I have no idea.
Wow, that's interesting, because I just got a strong Al, so I didn't know if it was an Al as an Al, or if it was a strong Al as like Allie or Allison, because I'm getting like
AL. I have an AL, that's my youngest son's girlfriend.
That's what I'm getting because they're.
Okay.
I thought it was like an Allie or an Allison.
Right.
Yes,
it's Alex.
I'm getting that also. Is it Allie really?
It's Alex.
Oh, Alex. Al.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Wow.
Well, know that he's around. Know that they're both with you. I almost feel like they're on each side of your shoulder. Okay.
Well, that's good.
And they give you strength. Okay.
That's
and they show me
better.
The number eight. They're showing me the number eight.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
definitely.
You know what the number eight means. I have no idea what the number eight means. To
well,
me, it means either an eight number or an August month.
My first husband was born in August, but eight is my personal year this year.
Is it really? Oh,
yep.
Wow. So that's what the year. So that's what I'm getting also. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you for
taking
a look.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've
that's
made
wonderful.
My night.
Oh.
And my children will be calling you.
Oh,
that's so
well, you
great.
Know what? Love to them. Love to them. Really, love
I
to them.
It.
And love
they,
to you.
They need this. They need
yes.
to connect, and I think that's wonderful.
Wow. Mm. Well, let me tell you, he's right there. Definitely. You know, and I have to just share this. It's very hard for the children. You know, I know I have four children, and it's really hard. I mean, you know, it's 14 years past, and I still have my oldest is really, you know, worked with him, so really affected him. And my oldest has a gift, but wants no part of it. So it's hard for children to really, well, they're not children, they're men, but to understand, you know, the real deal. But I would be more than happy to talk to them anytime.
Oh, that would be great.
Anytime.
They were young when their dad passed. So
absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, he was taken away from them. So they have to really kind of and I'm sure they bring that through life, you know, trying to figure it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was tough on you, too, as a single mom. So, you know, even though you got married again, that doesn't matter. It's still that, you know,
I waited 25 years. I figured I waited out.
Well, God bless. And now
back.
You got another one. Now you have another one watching. So they're both there, and I felt they're both energies together. So they're both there watching over you and the children.
Oh, that's
so definitely
wonderful.
Know that.
That's so nice to hear.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you've got your two little angels there.
Yes, she does.
Yes, I do. Thank you, God, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that's wonderful. I can't wait to see what our next audience member is going to get from you.
Okay, well, here we have Susan in Illinois who wants to hear from her mom. So let's bring Susan on the show. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Very good. Very good. So we're going to see what we can connect with mom. I feel suffering around your mom. I feel a lot of suffering. Was there a lot of suffering around mom?
Not that I'm aware of. You mean
okay.
at the time of her passing, or?
No, I just feel there's a woman that's with you. I don't know if this is your mom, but there's a woman right by you, and I feel a lot of suffering, a lot of suffering. So could that be her mom's mom, your grandma, your mom's mom?
No, definitely not.
Okay, because there's a woman by you, and I feel a lot of suffering, and I almost feel like a cancer suffering. Okay.
It was my aunt.
It was okay because I feel this woman. I feel she's very close to you.
She
okay.
was very. She was like my second mom.
Second mom. That's what I felt because I felt that strong. Because when we ask for mom, of course, you know, they come through, and of course, coming through with love. And who? They have the color violet around. Is there something significant with the color violet?
It's one of my favorite colors.
It's one of your favorite colors because I'm seeing violet, and then your aunt and your mom together, their energies are coming through, and they're handing you lilacs. So
oh,
I don't know. Does that make sense?
Pardon me?
Does that make sense to you?
No, but it's very kind of them.
Oh, that's so cute. Well, they're handing you lilacs, okay? So
okay.
take the lilacs because there's definitely a reason why they're giving them to you. Maybe because it's your favorite color. I have no idea, but they definitely are. Who's the L initial, please?
It's my aunt's daughter.
What's her name, please?
Linda.
No, I'm not getting that. I'm getting.
Oh, Lucille, my mom.
Oh, and what was your mom?
Lucille.
Lucille, okay, because I got a strong aunt. I knew it wasn't the Linda. I was also getting something like a Lou or a Louise also. Around.
They used to call her Lou, yeah.
Yeah, they used to call her Lou. Okay, fine, because I wasn't getting Lucille, but I was hearing like a Louise or a Lou or something like that, too. So
yes, that's my mom.
She's validating that this is her, okay? She's validating her. And your mom is thanking you, okay? She's thanking you. But your mom is also... Were you in another state or something?
Yes.
Yes, because that's what she's saying. And I don't know if this connects with you, but I want to say this if it connects with anybody that's listening to this radio station. You know, do not hold on to survivor guilt, okay? A lot of people hold on to survivor guilt. And what happens is when our loved ones transition over, they don't bring that survivor guilt with them, okay? We
mm-hmm.
keep it here, and we are the ones that suffer, and we are the ones that get sick, okay? And I don't know why I'm hearing something that's a lot of times when people say, oh, I pulled the plug, or, oh, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye, or I should have gone to the hospital, and I didn't. So I don't know if that any of that connects with you, but I'm being told by my guides to mention survivor guilt to the people on this radio show, in the station right now. So obviously there's somebody out there that's holding on to it. And just please don't hold on to it because it'll make you sick. They're fine. They're 100% perfect. So
okay.
don't hold on to that, okay? Don't help. She's coming through with such love. Were you looking at her picture today or something? Why is she
I look at her picture every day.
Every
it's on
day.
My desk.
Every day. Because she says she has the picture. Well, I want to tell you that I feel that she sends signs to you through the picture. Okay? Now you're
okay.
kind of saying, well, what does that mean? Well,
no, I
a
know
lot
what
of times,
it means because after she passed away, I mm-hmm. had to bring her back to Illinois for burial with my dad. And I was finding coins around me in strange places that I had... There would never have been money, like in my bedroom and in different places. And I realized that she was sending that to me.
Yes, and now that I'm making you aware of dimes, okay, I'm making you aware of dimes right now. I will guarantee you that in the next couple of days you're going to start to find dimes in the weirdest places. Okay.
Good.
And that'll be a message from her. Okay.
Okay.
So email me. if you do, because I would almost guarantee it 100%. Because
I will, absolutely.
She wants you to know how much she loves you and how much you've done for her and how much she turns that picture all the time. So if you think that you it's something knocking into the picture or something, it's not.
She turns the
picture. So know that. She definitely turns the picture. So definitely know that. She plays with it.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm also hearing something about you're not the only child. You have an older brother, too? A brother also?
Oh, yes, I have an older brother.
Yes, because she's acknowledging your older brother also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you speak with him, yes?
Not frequently, no.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you might hear from him, okay,
mm-hmm.
in the next couple of days, okay? If not, give him a call. And and you know what? I am sure he does not believe in any of this because a lot of people aren't open and a lot of people are, okay? And I'm finding that the male population is really coming out. I've had more males at my events and in my gatherings than I've ever had. So just give him a hug, okay, when you see him, okay, and just bring that intention of your mom's love. If you talk to him, just throw that intention to him, okay? Because
I will.
She wants that love to go to him, okay?
So
definitely do that. Wow. Just loves you beyond love. She's throwing kisses to you, and I see all little shapes of hearts.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so happy, so happy. And she's thanking you for taking care of everything because she knew that she could depend on you.
Yes, she did. And
yes, she did.
And I did exactly what she told me to do.
And you did everything the right way. You followed her wishes and her dreams, and she thanks you for that.
Well, thank you. That's the nicest kind of message I could have gotten.
You know what? Just know that it's love over there. And you know what? I see them running in fields of heather. And let me tell you, she's so with you. You know, I had a friend who passed, and she was 96 years old, and we were very connected, and I helped her transition over. And the next day, I said to her, Winnie, show me a sign. Give me a sign what it's like over there. And the song by Louis Armstrong came on, It's a Wonderful World.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that now as I'm talking to you again, so I'm meant to tell you this. So know that she's in a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. Fields
That's
of heaven.
Great. That's
okay.
great.
Okay.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate all your insights, and I will let
you
know if I get my dimes.
Okay, and sweet dreams tonight, please.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank
you
for your call, Susan.
You.
Oh, it's
thank
wonderful.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to give you a chance to catch your breath, Lynn. We're going to take a very short commercial break. Everybody stay with us. This is an exciting show, and we're going to try to get to as many people on the line as we possibly can because I know you're all patiently waiting to speak with Lynn. And, again, this is going to be a very short commercial break. We're going to be right back. So stay tuned, everybody, and we'll be back with Lynn von Prague-Grotten.
Property tax bill. Have you seen it lately? It's frightening. Your property taxes are going up while your home value is going down. It's time to fight back and win. For the real truth about the property tax system, get attorney Pat Quintilian's book, Are You Getting Screwed on Your Property Taxes? How to Find Out and How to Fix It. Attorney Quintilian answers all your questions and gives you the facts you need to fight a property tax bill that is spiraling out of control. You'll also read about what happens to property owners who don't check their property records, only to find out too late they're taxed on square footage, fixtures, and even buildings that they don't own. Is this happening to you? Learn your rights. Buy attorney Pat Quintilian's book today. Are you getting screwed on your property taxes? How to find out and how to fix it. Available on Amazon.com.
Bonjour, this is Véronique Raskin, founder of the Organic One Company. As one of the pioneers of the Organic One movement, since 1980, I have brought you the very best and most authentic organic wines directly to your table. I work with small family estates who grow certified organic grapes and produce exceptional wines. You can purchase our wines individually from our website at theorganicwinecompany.com or join one of our wine clubs. Our organic wines are perfect for you and for your family as gifts for friends and relatives, and they are simply spectacular for the holidays. Visit us at theorganicwinecompany.com to enjoy the very best organic wines conveniently delivered to your door. I am Véronique Raskin, passionate about my mission. I offer to you vegan, organic, and biodynamic wines, wines made by people of the heart, wines with a heart. Au revoir. Call us at 1-888-ECO-WINE.
Are you ready for a new experience of freedom and powerful connection? Would you like a positive, effortless change in your life? Then come to CosmicFusion.com, where we offer the most advanced energy clearing and expansion techniques in the world, with a quantum vortex energy to activate your divine blueprint and life's purpose. When your soul leads the way with cosmic fusion and quantum vortex energy, you can break clear of past difficulties and blocks with the power of the source. With cosmic fusion, the source energy does the work for you. It's easy and effortless. Listen to our free meditation right from our cosmic fusion website, the Cosmic Code Meditation. Sign up for one of our interactive webinars today. Come to Cosmic Fusion, www.kosmicfusion.com, to experience an effortless awakening and transformation. Are you ready for an upgrade? Are you ready for a new experience of living in the fifth dimensional magic and powerful connection? Then visit CosmicFusion.com today. CosmicFusion.com.
Everyone, Patricia Kirkman and I are here with you tonight, and we are speaking with medium Lynn von Praag-Graten. And Lynn is speaking to people who have passed on the other side, and we are taking callers. We've got a long list of callers here, Lynn. Oh my goodness!
Oh goodness!
Really excited to talk to you. I know, and this is wonderful. I mean, you're allowing people to get a little more closure. And
right.
Also some reassurance about their loved ones. That's pretty important.
Yeah, well, you know it is, because you know what? They sometimes, you know, I feel like if they leave us, like, you know, they walk out the door in the morning and then something happens to them during the day. Now there's no closure for that, you know. Or
right.
I get a lot of people who, and like I was saying before, with that survivor guilt, it really can bother. I had a woman the other day. Well, she said she was carrying this around for 40 years.
Oh, no.
40
That's
years.
Terrible.
Yeah. And we took care of that. And she says, I almost feel like I can, like, breathe again, like I'm a whole new person, you know. And that's what, you know, and that's what I'm about. I don't want to be of ego or anything like that. I just want to be from the heart, from compassion, just to try to get out there and just to let them know that it's okay. You know, but just don't hold on to all of those guilts and all of those, because, you know, that most of us, that's why we're all sick, because we're manifesting all that within us, and it's just so, you know, it saddens my heart when I see that, you know.
Oh, yeah, because it becomes toxic, just like you're
absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and if we can help, you know, and the more, and, you know, there's so many more light workers that are coming about and awakening. So it's so, you know, it's almost like an army of angels. We're just going to get out there and try to help as many as we can, you know, and to have the understanding, you know, and and hopefully they'll get it. And, you know, I always start my gatherings with, I don't ask you to believe, I just ask you to be open. That's all I ask. And,
sure.
You know, the more people that are open, the more, you know, we'll help the universe, basically.
That's right. So yeah. Hopefully get this all back into balance and
take
away a lot of the suffering, which is what your work is all about.
Yeah, we're all
unbalanced. The unknown is what's so scary.
Yeah.
The unknown for them is what's so scary. And to open up and to believe, and you have such a wonderful way of bringing this out to people. So it relieves them a lot of stress and how they feel about it.
Yeah, well, I try to be as compassionate as I can. And it's not really me, as you know. It's definitely coming from a higher power, per se. And, you know, it's just coming from our loved ones, you know, the universe, spirit. It's all, you know, it's not, you know, and people, I would say, I'm not just sitting here trying to figure things out in my head, because then forget about it, you know. But, you know, it's coming from your loved ones, and they want to know. They want to clear your thoughts and let you know that they're okay, you know, and that they're fine. So,
definitely. That's terrific. I mean, it's, again, you can bring such health to people and closure. And so we have Danielle in Georgia that we're going to bring on the line, and she would like to know what her grandma thinks about her current situation. So let's get this microphone to work. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
We're all doing great. What
great.
Is your
Hi,
question
Danielle.
To Lynn?
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How about you, Lynn?
Okay. So you want about your current situation, you want to know what Grandma thinks?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in Grandma's house?
No.
Okay, interesting, because she's talking to me something about something significant with the house also, so I don't know what that comes about. Does that make sense to you?
Yes,
because I'm hearing something with the house also. I definitely feel, was she like a mom to you?
No, I actually wasn't very close to her when she was here, but I feel like I've gotten closer to her as she passed away. She passed away when I was around, how was it? Hold on. No, I was like 17, I think. I'm 28.
Really interesting. Well, interesting. That's really weird, because I almost feel like it's a mom protection energy around you with her. Okay. So, was she like a tough grandma? Was she like a stern grandma?
Yes,
because I feel very stern, okay? Because she's saying, sweetheart, I'm not like I was. I'm not like I was. She's full of love right now. She's asking for forgiveness, so I guess obviously she hurt a lot of people, I'm feeling, okay? Maybe she was a little harsh with her words.
Yes, I understand.
Okay? Yes, because harsh with her words. But I definitely feel she's connected spiritually in some way. Okay, and I definitely feel that her energy is definitely surrounding around you. Okay, do you have her ring?
No.
Okay,
no,
is there something going on with her ring?
Oh, yes, because that's funny.
You're supposed to get it.
I was supposed to get it, but my aunt actually took it.
Okay, well, you know. Because she's acknowledging something with her ring. So what they do is they validate, okay? And so she's validating something with her ring. So that's I like that also. And I know you're in Georgia. Was she in Georgia also? Or you just moved to Georgia?
We moved to Georgia when I was 10 years old.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's why I feel like I wasn't as close to her as I was supposed to be, but I feel like after she passed on that I had this spiritual connection with her I feel like she's looking out for me.
Okay, so let me explain a couple of things to you. First of all, what she's showing me is she loves you. She surrounds you with love, okay? She might have surrounded you with the love that you should have when you were a young child, you know, a young girl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she is surrounding you with love. That's number one. Number two, I know you're in Georgia, and I know this is probably as common can be, but she keeps talking about her Georgia peach, and she's talking about you, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's talking about that because, of course, you're in Georgia, but if there's something connected with peaches, I don't know why she's acknowledging that also, okay? But she's giving something with the Georgia peach. Now, I do have to ask you also, your aunt is here, yes, because, of course, we have a situation with the ring. But I also feel, are you having a strained relationship with your mom?
My mom, no.
Oh, because I feel there's a strained relationship. This is your mom's mom, Grandma?
No, this is my father's
mom. Your father's mom. Okay, so who are you having a strained relationship with?
It's my dad's twin sister. He does not have a good relationship with
it. Okay, because I feel she's showing me, like, strained relationships, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, right around, a lot of strained relationships going on, okay? It's so funny. I'm hearing take the money and run. So I don't know who did that.
Oh, okay, so the current situation that I was asking you to get advice from her about was my boyfriend and I of 5 years. I just moved back home because I wasn't getting a ring from him, and I felt like the relationship wasn't going anywhere. So I'm not sure. That's what I wanted to ask her advice on.
That's what you wanted to ask. I don't know why she said take the money and run, but that was funny. So you want her advice. First of all, know she's around you now in spirit. That's a definite, okay? If lights go on or off or something like that, definitely know she's around you, okay? So what you're asking for is you wanted a commitment from him, okay?
Right.
And he did not give you a commitment or a ring after 5 years. So
right.
You just picked up and left.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct, right? And where was he? Where were you with your boyfriend? Was that towards New York?
No, we're in Georgia.
No, so it was in Georgia also?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I feeling some kind of a New York connection with you?
I don't know what a New York connection.
Weird. I feel a strong New York connection. I don't know if you're thinking of going to New York this year. I don't know, but I feel a strong New York connection around you. Well, listen, love is how can I explain this? If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I'm a firm believer. If something's meant to be, it's meant to be. Okay. Obviously, you want a commitment. He doesn't. Okay. If it's that strong a love, you will be back together with each other, okay? But you might need this break right now. I personally, right now, I'm not getting a connection of a marriage with this guy that you were with, okay? I'm feeling a connection with somebody else, okay? Don't know if you've met him yet, okay? But I definitely feel there's somebody that either going to meet or something that's going to be sweeping you off your feet, and it's going to be real fast, quick,
mm-hmm.
You know, real quick. So she's going to help you with that, okay? But she just wants you to think about your decisions, okay? Think about
right.
your decisions, okay? But mm-hmm. Don't go running back. If he doesn't want to make a commitment, there's a reason. But I'm not feeling you running back. I'm seeing you with somebody else.
Yeah. Well, you have my parents doing a happy dance right now.
Oh, I do. Well, we like when the parents do the happy dance. Well, look it, and you have to be happy, okay? You have to be happy too, because it's the rest of your life. So I'm not seeing you with this other fellow. You know, it's like he was just holding on to you and holding on is what I'm getting. But I definitely feel there's somebody else. If he's not in your life already, there will be somebody coming within your life within the next 6 months. You're a beautiful girl, okay? You're a Georgia peach, as your grandma said. But grandma's going to help you meet this person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I am definitely getting a strong B. So I don't know. Who's the B?
B.
Is there a Bobby around you or something?
Robbie, yes, Robbie.
Robbie
was a boyfriend that I I only dated for 2 months, and he went home to his mom and said, I am going to marry this girl.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, that's what I'm seeing. So I take it from there, because I don't know if you're going to hear from this guy again down the road. I don't know. But I definitely saw a strong Bobby or a Robbie around you.
Robbie passed away.
Oh, he passed in spirit. Oh, yes. Interesting. Okay, so he's around you. So he's helping you too then. Okay, he loves you. Okay, he's sending love to you. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't the connection that this guy is not in your life anymore, okay? Because they want what's the best for your highest good, okay? So there's going to be somebody. So Bobby and Grandma are watching over you, and you watch and see. The person you are going to be with is within the next 6 months, and I definitely feel that it's somebody that you don't know yet.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a quick moving a relationship.
Okay,
it's
can I ask you?
It's going to be a 5-year one. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a strange question too? I don't know. I know you have lots of callers behind you, but
yes.
Do you connect with fetus energies at all?
With what? With what energy? Fetus? Did you say?
With unborn, with fetuses.
Yes. In other words, miscarriages, abortions, or stillborn children.
Yes, because I sometimes feel like me having an abortion at 17 was a punishment of mine that I
No. Listen to me. Don't carry that around. That was a little soul, okay, that you don't carry that around with you. Don't feel that you did something wrong. And that was what I was talking about before, survivor guilt, okay?
Right.
So you don't carry that around. That beautiful energy is around you, so don't you worry. It's nothing of the negative, okay? So don't carry that around, okay? Don't feel that you did the wrong thing and that you did what you had to do at that point in time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So don't carry that around. That's the beautiful energy that's around you, okay?
You can see. I know. Like
I feel strong male energy around that child. A strong male energy. So, but the thing is, do not carry guilt. Don't carry any guilt. Let that go, okay?
Okay.
Let that go. Let that go because you got two beautiful children going to come your way, okay? So, down the road. So you'll be okay, all right? You're going to have a happy life.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great. Well, thank you for your call, Danielle.
Fabulous.
We really appreciate you calling in. We hope Lynn has answered all your questions.
Thank you, Patricia, and thank you, Lynn. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. That was so interesting. And that's, again, here's the survivor guilt that you were told to tell everybody
about. Yeah, I knew I was
going to
have somebody
audience.
With that. Yeah. My guides had told me, so that's why, you know,
and I'm sure this applies to more than Danielle, so it's good that this came back around again. It sounds like it's a theme of energy that you're picking up on from the audience, and it's an important one to address.
It is. You know, it is, Patricia. And like I said, there's so many of us out there who carry that, and you know, it doesn't matter, you know, to them, they're in a beautiful place. It's the ones that are left behind that you know, and that goes a lot too with suicides too, you know. A lot of times you question yourself, well, is that person not here because of me? What did I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you go around and say that, you know. So, and I always get that. I didn't say goodbye. I'm just going to go to the hospital, and I didn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's and, you know, and the reason why I talk about it a lot, I have had a friend who had a near-death experience who left and came back. And she had a heart attack, and she came back, and she explained a lot to me. And she explained a lot about that she didn't bring when she was in transition over there. She didn't think of anything here. She just didn't want to come back to the dense earth, you know. And she had a child that was getting married, a daughter, and it was just not a priority at that minute. The priority was for her to be at peace and with no pain, and to love what she's seen and what she's hearing and the colors that she's seeing, how vibrant, you know, that's what was important, you know. So she wasn't thinking about the earth And that's what a lot of people don't get. You know, they think that, you know, well, I pulled the plug and now they must be hating me for pulling the plug. And they're up there thinking, wow, you know, they're cursing me out. Well, they're not doing that. That's far from the truth.
That's
so,
right.
You know,
that's right. Well,
that,
this is,
you know,
yeah, this is a real important part of healing for us because
yes,
we are
yes,
the ones
yeah.
that are left behind and we need to understand this on a deeper level. And
yes.
you're bringing that understanding to everybody. So
and
thank
that's
you,
my
Lynn.
Guides, like I said, yes. So obviously a lot of people need to hear this tonight.
That's right.
So,
you're right on target. Right
yeah.
on target. So
yeah.
here we have another call, and this is
okay.
Barbara in New Jersey. And Barbara said she wants to hear from her sister-in-law. Welcome, Barbara, to the show.
Hi. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi,
Barbara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Lynn?
Thank you. Nice meeting you, and thank you for calling.
Nice meeting you.
Okay. So your sister-in-law, you said you would like to connect. Were you very close with your sister-in-law?
Yes,
I was. You were like sisters, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And did you take care of her?
No.
Oh, interesting, because she showed me somebody taking care of her. Was her passing quick?
Yes.
Okay, because first I heard take care of, and then are you taking care of her husband?
No.
Is her husband your brother?
No. Her.
How is she connected to you?
My husband is her brother.
Your husband is her brother, so you're taking
Correct.
Care of your husband. So you're taking care of her, of your husband, who's her brother. I got it. Okay. Now let me ask you another question. Is there something with the children or something? Are you watching children or something? She showed me children. You know, so I don't know.
Her daughter is watching her son's children.
Her daughter is watching. Her son's children. Okay, because I
yeah.
she's definitely showing me children around there and taking care of. Well, I want to tell you that I definitely am getting a quick passing with her. Okay, and she's bringing you love, and I feel like she confided in you with everything. Okay,
yeah.
and I feel there's a lot of pain around her from within. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yes, because that's what I feel. I have to tell you, too, she loves you very much. She's apologizing to you. I'm getting an apology to you. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay, she's apologizing to you, okay? Don't know why. And I'm also getting something connected with blood, okay? So I don't know if she had some issues with her blood. But I want to tell you also that I'm seeing, was she on a lot of medicines? I'm seeing some vials of medicine. So I don't know why I'm seeing these vials of medicine, okay? Unless she was going through something that some people, you know, some of the family members didn't know,
okay?
Because she's showing me vials of medicine. So when I get that... A lot of times.
Okay, she was diabetic. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
I knew it.
Sorry.
That's perfect. What happens is we get psychic amnesia. So when you're hearing me talk, nothing makes sense to you. But when you hang up this phone, it's all going to come to you because it happens. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. So she's showing me vials of medicine, okay? And reason being, I feel that she's apologizing. I feel she's apologizing because I feel that she feels like she broke your heart, okay? That's what I'm getting. Because she loved you so much, okay?
Okay, now I understand.
Now you get it, right? Because, you know,
I'm
giving you what she's saying, so I want you to know that. Please give love to your husband, okay? Please give love to your husband, too. Was she married?
Yes.
She was married? Okay.
Yes.
Who's Joe?
That was her children's father.
Okay. That's what I thought, because she's acknowledging Joe also. Okay. She's acknowledging Joe also. You know, on the other side, like I always stress, it's all about love, okay? So it's all about love. So no matter what happened on the earth plane with fathers, brothers, sisters, mothers, and everything, okay, they're still...
And I'm sorry, her son is Joey.
Her son's Joey, okay. So that's what she's acknowledging, Joe. And that's okay. You know, that's okay. So
he cared for all her children.
I'm sorry?
The oldest son cared for all her children.
The oldest son cared for all her children. Well, she's acknowledging Joe, okay? So she's probably acknowledging the father, okay? And she's acknowledging her son,
okay?
She's acknowledging her son. And
you know what, Lynn, I didn't realize her sister cared for her children when she passed.
Okay.
Her two younger children.
Yes. And you know
so
what? It's all going
it's
to make sense. Yes, it'll all make sense to you when you hang up the phone, okay?
Yes.
So she's thanking, okay? She's thanking. She didn't go into, like, a diabetic coma, did she?
Yes, she did.
She did, because I felt funky in my head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't suffer, okay? She didn't suffer. I always relate passing like ghosts with Patrick Swayze, because I try to do it in layman, where layman can understand it. And she's showing me that also. They step out of their body, and the spirit was watching. So she was watching this all happen. I feel that she was riddled with pain inside, okay? But nobody knew. And I feel pain. I feel with my heart, too, okay? I feel something connected with my heart. So I don't know if it's the heart connected with the diabetes or if it's the heart because she had a saddened heart.
Okay.
And I feel she's with her mom, too. Okay?
Yes, she is. My mother-in-law.
Yes. Your mother-in-law. Because her mom's with her, okay? Her mom's with her. Now, is there a Josephine connection also?
My mother.
That's your mom?
Yes, Josephine.
Oh, Josephine. She's on the earth plane, your mom? Is your
My
mom
mother's
here?
Name is Josephine.
Okay, and your mother's in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, well, I thought your mother close to the earth. Did she pass recently?
No, it's 17 years.
Wow, because I feel like she's closest to the earth vibration, so I don't know if somebody's still holding her close down here to the earth, okay? But she's acknowledging Josephine, okay? So definitely, okay. Definitely, they're together. They're together, okay?
Okay.
Mom is bringing you love, too. I feel you're going through such stuff right now. I can feel it all around you, okay? I can feel ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs, okay? Just put that positive light around you. Just know that she's around you, too, as a friend, okay? As a friend. Know that your mom and mother-in-law are around you. You have all the ladies around you, okay? That energy, that female energy. So that's a good thing. And I don't know, did something happen with your keys today? Something
My
with
keys?
Keys? Your keys. They're just bringing up, just show me a whole thing of keys. So I don't know if there's something happened with your keys today, or if not, keep a hold on to your keys. Do you have a hook? Put them on a hook. Do you have a hook?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Put them on a hook. Keep them on that hook, because
okay.
I have a feeling they're going to play some games with your keys. Great senses of humor these people have, let me tell you. It's great. It's good to hear you laugh, okay? It's good to hear you laugh, okay? And just hang on. You got a lot of beautiful women that got your back, okay?
Thank you.
All right,
Thank
sweetheart.
You.
You have a beautiful night and sweet dreams.
I appreciate it, Lynn.
No problem. You take care,
Thank
Barbara.
Thank you. It's always a great reading. This is my second reading from you.
For me? Do I know you?
Yes, it's always a great reading.
Really?
In Bayonne, Gail's house.
Oh, Barbara. Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry. I don't.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I can't picture your face. I meet thousands of people. Well, thank you.
Right.
Oh, thank you, Barbara.
It was great.
Aww.
It's always great, Lynn.
Thank you. You have a beautiful night. Oh, so
thank
nice
you too.
In. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Thanks for your call, Barbara.
Thank you, Patricia. Bye-bye.
That's so funny.
Isn't
sorry.
That, huh? Oh, my goodness.
That's so
I'm sure
funny.
That you do
world.
Read for so many people. You know how you remember
You know what it is? People say to me, do you remember me? And like I said, and I want to remember everybody. And it's thousands of people, you know. And, and it's
so hard.
As you people know. And it's funny because when I walk in, you know, oh, remember me? And I'm like, oh, God, I don't. You know? But the best one is when I walk in and they say to me, did you Google my name? And I said, who are you?
Yeah.
I get that all the time. I said, well, who are you? I don't even know who you are. You
oh,
know?
That's so funny.
I would say she sounded like she was very personal, so that was very nice. Wow.
Yes, very nice.
That's beautiful. Wow, wow.
Oh, my goodness. So we've got so many more calls. Let's try to get to a couple more.
Okay. I'm trying to go as fast as I can.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll try to move this along. We've got Michelle in Pennsylvania. Her mom has passed, and she would like to connect. So, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to connect with you guys.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for speaking with me. I'm doing well. How are you?
So nice to meet you. Very good. How are you? So you want to connect with mom. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have to tell you, as before we even start, I'm getting something with the jewelry box. What's the connection with something with the jewelry box that she's talking about?
My daughter's actually been asking for it. My dad's pretty ill, too, and my daughter's been having a lot of anxiety that she's not going to get the jewelry box that she was promised that's at my mom and dad's house.
Okay, because your mom is acknowledging the jewelry box, okay? So obviously, the jewelry box does go to your daughter, okay? Because that's what she's acknowledging right now, okay? So I don't know if there's something. I'm hearing like almost like a music box too. So is there something that is like there a music box that has a certain song on it or something also that you want or something? Because I keep hearing like a music box song in my ear.
I think there was something at some point. My dad threw away a lot of stuff after my mom passed away because I think he was kind of cleansing. I know there was. My mom had a lot of keepsakes like that.
Now, how is he doing? Is he having problems? I feel my lungs and my back are kind of filling up. Yeah.
Bladder cancer, and he has degenerative disc disease in his back, and he's really getting towards
the
end of his
feeling. I'm picking right up on that. Because I feel he's in pain and he's suffering, you know. And mom's there watching over. I want to tell you, your mom loves you and she thanks you for all that you've done. She thanks you. So I don't know if you took care of her, or if you're taking care of your dad now, but she's thanking you. She's calling you an angel. So I'm not understanding what and I'm getting a strong. Is there a Virginia connection around you?
Some of my parents' family lives in Virginia.
Okay, because she's almost like she's bringing me to Virginia for some reason. I don't know why, but she's bringing me to Virginia also. So I don't know if that's somebody that's either going to help or should help, or there's something in connection with Virginia also she's bringing too. But she's there. She's helping give strength. Now, why is she talking about there's one that helps and there's one that doesn't? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, my oldest sister is.
Yeah, because I feel there's one that helps, and there's one that's there, and there's one there for dad, but then there's one that's not, and that's what she's showing me. Okay, that's what she's showing me. She's showing me that also. And she's very strong about her recipe book. There's something about a recipe book.
That's crazy, because I just was going through my dad's kitchen, and I found a bunch of her recipes that, you know, handwritten stuff from a very long time ago. I just found that recently.
And you were feeling very heartfelt when you saw her writing.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I feel that she was right there with you. She was impressing those thoughts on your mind. So with that writing, that's what was happening there. So know that she's around you. She was with you when you were looking at the recipe book. She's with you trying to help you with your dad, okay? All right? So know that she's there with you, all right? And she's at peace. She's perfectly fine. She's not suffering. She is perfectly fine. So know that, okay? Okay.
Did suffer a lot.
Where in Pennsylvania are you located?
Lancaster.
Oh, really? Because I'm going to be doing some stuff down in Lancaster probably in the summer. So go on my website or go on Facebook. I'm on Facebook and friend us and we'll keep connected. Okay.
Yeah, I would really like that.
Okay, definitely keep connected with that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so very much for calling.
Thank you so much. That meant so much to me.
Okay,
thanks, Michelle.
Have a beautiful night.
Thank you. You guys too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Wow. Now we have, let's see, Diana in St. Kitts. And Diana,
yes,
welcome to the
Diana.
Show.
Thank you.
Hi, Diana. Diana from St. Kitts?
Yes, Diana from St. Kitts.
Wow, I would love to be in St. Kitts right now. Wait, let me just put that thought there.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Who did you want to get connected with tonight?
My grandmother.
Your grandma. Very close to your grandma. Are you on vacation there,
yes,
or do you have a summer home or something there?
Yeah, right. No, I'm in school.
God bless. God bless. How beautiful. Well, it's wonderful. I didn't even know you could call from St. Kitts. So that's great. So, Grandma. Now, this is Grandma on Mom's side, correct?
Correct.
Yes, because I feel a very strong connection with her again. You were very, very close with her.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
More close than my mother.
I was just going to
yes.
say it's like a mom
yes.
connection. Oh, well, you love your mother,
yes.
but your grandma was your grandma, and it was like a mom connection also.
Correct.
And I'm getting
yes.
something strong around her neck, something around her neck. Do you have like a necklace of hers or something?
No, I don't. I don't have anything of hers except like, you know, like little piece of crochet. So
okay.
I have like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I almost feel like she's showing me something that goes around the neck. So I don't know if you were supposed to get something that goes around her neck, okay?
Okay.
I really feel that. I almost feel it's like, was she religious, your grandma?
Yeah, she used because to go to church every day.
Yeah, I feel like it's a medal of some kind. So I don't know if it's like a miraculous medal or something, but I feel like a medal that she wanted you to have. So I feel very strong with that. And also rosaries, too, because she's coming through with medals
yes.
and rosaries all around her.
Yes.
Don't know
yes.
if you have her rosaries for when she passed. But,
no,
but,
I don't. I wish I did.
Yeah, I really feel that maybe Mom has these things, okay? Do you talk
okay.
to Mom?
No, I don't think my mom has them. I think my aunt has them. Either
okay, well,
my aunt has them or... Okay.
Yeah, because somebody has some of them, the rosaries and like a medal. I don't feel your grandma was a woman of jewelry, okay? I'm not
no,
getting
she wasn't.
That. She's very plain,
she wasn't.
Very simple, but very of
yes.
love, okay?
Yes.
Of love,
yes.
okay? And she thanks you, okay? Definitely when you come back home, talk to her about the rosaries and the medal. Okay, because I definitely feel there's some things that need to be distributed, and that's it also. And something special about her hanky. So she's talking about something with her hanky. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, she used to carry one around, yeah.
Yes. Did she stick the hanky in her sleeve or something?
Yeah, in her sleeve or in
yeah, or
her...
Up, she's showing me up
yeah.
in her sleeve. It's so funny. She's showing me, like, the handkerchief up in her sleeve. But no, she's also given me the month of May, so I don't know what if that makes sense to you. She's acknowledging the month of May, and I feel it could be possibly the birthday or the passing because she's given me that also. And she's handing you one pink rose. So I don't
Aww.
Know if there's something significant with one pink rose. She's handing you one mm-hmm. pink rose.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Does
okay.
she have anything to say about relationships? My current relationship.
Your current relationship that's not in St. Kitts, that is back home, correct?
No, it's in St. Kitts.
It's in St. Kitts. Well, that's an okay thing, but I feel there's a boy home. There's a boy home. That's what I'm getting. There's a boy home. So
oh.
I don't know if you have a guy there and a guy at home. But I almost feel like you're gonna have it. You have to have some kind of a decision that you're going to make.
Okay.
Who's in the medical field?
Okay. I am. That's why I'm going to school.
You're in the medical field?
Yeah. Vet med.
Veterinary medicine. Really interesting because they showed me with the medical field. I feel there's a boy home. I feel there's going to be a decision. Just give me a second.
Sure.
I'm almost feeling there's going to be a decision, but there's somebody, I'm not getting like a boyfriend at home, but just there's somebody who's an admirer, okay? The guy in St. Kitts I'm liking, okay? I'm liking him, okay? Who's Brian?
Oh, my God, that's his name, Ryan, not Brian.
Ryan. Oh, I thought it said Brian. Oh, it's Ryan. Okay, so
yeah,
whoever
that's
Ryan
the guy
is,
that I'm,
that's the guy uh-huh. you're seeing? Well, whoever Ryan is, then Grandma's happy with that. Because I thought it was Brian.
Really?
Brian. Yeah, yeah. But just
oh,
go
okay.
slow. Just go slow.
Yeah, but I'm not really happy in the relationship.
Okay, that's why she's saying to go slow. She likes him. She likes him. She likes him. But she says just go slow. And that will things will be revealed if you go slow, is what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
Mm. Okay.
That's what I'm hearing. And she says, put your nose to the grindstone. So I don't
do
know why
mean?
She's saying that. Put your nose to the grindstone.
Oh.
That means put your nose into the books. She's funny. She's going, the books are more important than the relationship. Forget the relationship. Just keep your nose in those books. That's what I'm getting. She says, there's plenty of time for guys. There's plenty of time for, so funny, plenty of time for guys. But get your career going. Get your
right.
Know,
well, that's what I'm trying stuff. To do. I'm trying to leave him and stick with the books, but it's really hard because it's mm-hmm. a small campus and I see him almost every day. So
okay.
I don't know how to cope.
All right.
With that.
You're so cute. I don't know how to cope. Well, listen, first of all,
yeah.
your grandmother wants you to keep your nose to the grindstone, keep in the books, okay? But she likes him. But just put everything in perspective, okay? And she's saying go slow. Go slow, okay? So if you see him, you're going to see him. What are you going to do? It's a small campus. But meanwhile, she really wants you to get the books done first and then relationship after. Okay?
Okay.
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 Okay. Good luck in St. Kitts.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful night, sweetheart, and sweet dreams. And you know what? At night, close your eyes, silence your mind, be still, and just listen to what comes to it, and you'll get a lot of answers.
Okay. Oh, that's the best advice ever. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Have a good night.
Blessings.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye, Diana. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Wow, I hate to tell you this, but we are at the end of the show, and actually, you've been kind enough, Lynn, to go over with us, but I was trying to get to as many people as we could get to that have been so patient waiting to talk to you, but the good news is they can have a private reading with you, and again, they can go to your website, which is...
Yes, or Facebook. I'm on Facebook, too, so that would be fine.
Okay.
Yes,
and that, again, is what it, give your website again for everybody.
Okay, my website
Lynn Van Praagh-Grattan,
LynnVanPraagh-Grattan, GRATTON.com. And then my Facebook page is that name also.
Well, this has been a wonderful evening, Lynn.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, ladies, for having me. And I was honored, and it was a great night. It was a real positive night. And hopefully we touched as many as we could in the portion that we did. Those we touched, I always feel that, if there's a word said that touches somebody's heart in some way, hopefully that helps them.
You're a delight.
And again, the messages that you gave tonight, especially about survivor guilt, it's for all of us. So, thank you. So tonight in our audience, if you didn't get on the air, I'm so sorry that we couldn't get you on, but know that we're going to have Lynn back again this year. So
Make sure you
sign up for our newsletter at supernaturalgirls.com so that you'll know when Lynn's coming back on and you can hopefully get on the air next time. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Lynn, it's been an absolute pleasure meeting you and working with
you
tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
have a
absolutely.
Good
night. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
That's been great.
Bye-bye, dear.
And so sweet dreams to everybody. We'll be back next week with another great show. Be sure to tune in at 7:30 on Wednesday. Good night, Patricia.
Good night, Patricia.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for another radio adventure with...